This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. The Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9. Good morning. I'm Melissa Idris and you're listening to The Property Show on The Morning Run. This is the show that goes behind the issues of a property ownership. Now, with increased urbanization comes more and more strata developments and the concept of communal living, having to maintain common property for the good of all who live in that space. That's when the property manager's role becomes even more important. So this morning we have Keith Kum, who joins us from the news booth to explore these issues. He speaks to the president of the Board of Valuers, Appraisers, Estate Agents and Property Managers, or better known as BOVIAP, Nordin Daharum, as well as Isha Ismail BOVIAP's, from BOVIAP's Task Force on the Property Show this morning.
Tuan Haji Nordin, this new development came about after Act 242, and that's the 1981 Valuers, Appraisers, Estate Agents and Property Managers Act was passed last year and gazetted in January. Tell us how it used to work before this.
Actually, when you talk about property management, it seems to be service that can be provided by all professionals that is related to construction industry. Mm-hmm. Those professionals such as engineers, architects, quantity surveyors, building surveyors, valuers, etc., are all claiming that they can provide property management services. To say this act, everybody can practice property management, actually is not accurate.
Okay.
Because during the existing act, valuers can practice property management.
All right.
Because it's provided under the Valuers Act. But then, under the new amendment, we are providing a register for a property manager where we are calling all these professionals, such as architects, quantity surveyors, building surveyors, to be a registered property manager so that they can legally practice property management. That's why we are amending the 242 Act and passed by the Parliament.
Are the responsibilities different than property managers and, like you said, architects and all these other people?
Actually, the responsibilities are the same because they are dealing with public and giving property management services.
Okay.
That's why we are under the amendment of the Act, we are opening the window period so that all these practitioners under the property managers can come and register so that they can give a professional service.
Now, for Tuan Haji Ishak, there was also this 2013 Strata Management Act. Where does that stand now with this amendment?
The Strata Management Act basically provides the joint management body and management corporation as the owner of the building to basically manage and maintain the common property.
Mm-hmm.
So maintain their own house. But this joint management body and MC, they are actually given an option whether to manage the building, the common property themselves, or they can outsource to the third party.
Okay.
Many of the joint management committees, which came from a diverse background, you know, they don't have time, didn't have the expertise and skill to look after these common properties. So the Act provides an option for them to outsource to the third party. So if they want to outsource to the third independent party, they should go and look for the registered property manager registered under the Act 242. This is how the connections between this Act 242 will provide the professions,
right,
given birth to the profession of property management, and the Strata Management Act does provide the specific act that provides given the powers to the JMB and the MC to manage their own house.
So, Tuan Haji Nordin, you said just now that architects and all these other industries can also practice property management. So, why the need to have these amendments to happen now?
Because when we registered, they are regulated. Whether you are have a diverse background, the board will regulate them as a registered property manager. Registration is very important because, as you may be aware, that 30% of the urban dwellers are now living in the strata development.
Correct.
So they have to become permanent landscape of this country. So the safety of the occupier is very important. Another thing is that there is so much investment needed in this country in terms of property management. If there is a foreign purchaser, people will be looking into the country, whether the country is properly managed, how they are regulated. So there are more investment and investor wanted to come into Malaysia. That's why we need to have a better registration of this property management.
So we know now that valuers, appraisers, estate agents, they are considered professionals, which means that they have to go through some form of regulatory control. I'm sure they have to take exams and all that. Does this mean the same for anyone who wants to be a property manager?
Yeah. After the window period, everybody who wanted to be a property manager have to have the relevant qualification.
Okay.
If they are not relevant qualification, the board will not register them. And then they have to undergo this test of professional competency so that they are taken to be a registered property manager. So there's a need for them to equip themselves to be a professional property manager.
Tuaji Ishak, is there an exam? Is there a course to go through?
Oh, yes. We have 6 public universities who provide property management course. To name a few, UTM, University of Technology Malaysia,
right.
UITM, University of Malaya, UTHM, University of Tun Hussein On, and many. They have these degrees in property management since 1975.
Right.
So for those who want to basically focus and develop the career as a property manager, so the course is available at public universities and also in the private universities. So they can enroll that. It will take them about 5 years. So after they finish and graduate from schools, then they can enter into the business and register with the board. Of course, there are process before they can get into the registrations. So they will have to go through the provisionary period for 2 years and take the test of professional competence before they can be admitted and given a license by the board.
So in the context of strata living, most of us hear about the joint management board and the management corporation. Where do they stand in this latest development with Bovea?
The Strata Management Act, which actually given birth to joint management body and management corporation, so these two bodies represents, the owners of the building.
Yes.
Okay, they are all the owners of the building. They are elected through the annual general meeting and they look after the common property. So the Act gives them the powers to manage and maintain the common property themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if they decide to manage and maintain themselves, they don't have to go through the board and get them registered. Because they are the owner, you look after your building.
Okay.
Right? But if you choose to outsource to the third party, and many of them choose to outsource to the third independent party to look after the public money, to look after the common property and collect the maintenance charges and all that, then the law of the country is wanted to protect the public. How they protect the public is through ensuring that all these third independent parties are registered with the board of valuers, appraisers, estate agents and property managers.
But if I were to manage my own property, what assurance do I have that the owner themselves are qualified to do something like that?
Well, that is the issue here now. Okay, the strata management owners came from a diverse background.
Correct.
And many of them lack of skills and knowledge with regard to the property management. If you see the scope of property management are so complex, from the financial management to building management, maintenance management, and so on and so forth. So many of them are basically having a problems to basically look after the building, the financial, and also complain. So that is the reason why the government encourage the building owners who have lacked this knowledge and skill to basically employ and appoint property manager that are regulated by the board. So they are trained people. They came with the right degrees so they can help them. But if this JMB and MC decide to manage themselves, they can also go through courses that provides by the board of valuers.
Tuan Haji Nordin, just how many people consider themselves property managers? When a property manager gets registered, is it the individual or the company that gets registered?
Actually, it's the individual that gets registered. Because if they wanted to practice property management, first, it's the individual to be registered. Once they wanted to give the service, then they have to form a company which also be registered by the board. So both of them have to be registered. Like you wanted to drive a car. So you must be have a license.
Then
you have to buy a car. So
right.
that's how the board regulate this property management industry in our country. So both have to be registered. The individual and also the company.
I'm talking to Tuan Haji Nordin Darom, President of the Board of Valuers, Appraisers, Estate Agents and Property Managers, as well as Tuan Haji Ishak Ismail from BOVEUP's Property Management Task Force. In a little while, we'll find out what life is like as a property manager, if you're thinking of that as a career. This is The Property Show on BFM 89.9.
The Property Show on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
This is The Property Show on BFM 89.9. With me this morning is Tuan Haji Nordin Darom, President of the Board of Valuers, Appraisers, Estate Agents and Property Managers, as well as Tuan Haji Ishak Ismail from BOVEUP's Property Management Task Force. We are talking about the recently passed amendment to Act 242 of the Valuers, Appraisers and Estate Agents Bill. So now, Tuan Haji Ishak, property managers have to register themselves with BOVEUP. Tell us what this means in the end for everyone.
Well, for those who like to practice property management, they are now given an opportunity to register with Board of Valuers, Appraisal, Estate Agent and Property Managers in two periods. The first period is the first 12 months after the enforcement of the Act. So the Act came into force on 2nd January 2018 and will end 31st of December 2018. So this window period, we call it, we open to all discipline for those who are currently practicing property management but not licensed by the board are now invited to submit the applications and get themselves registered with the board.
Okay.
During this first so-called window period. So after the window period is over, then only a recognized degrees will only be allowed to come and register with the board. So please take this opportunity. For those who are practicing property management, please come and do register yourself with the board.
We are now in the middle of 2018. What's the response been? How many people have registered with the board?
Well, we have received good response from those who are practicing property manager. But we target the number to increase for the month to come. So we estimated about 15,000 property managers who are basically now serving the public in town to come register with the board. So we have about 7 months to go. So we hope they will come forward and register themselves with the board. Don't worry, they have no exam. There is no test of professional competence. It's only to a verification exercise. What they need to do is only to comply with three requirements.
All right.
Number one is to ensure that they have the minimum academic qualification, which is SPM or MCE or equivalent. Number two, they will have to prove to the board that they are currently practicing property management. Number three, they will need to do a self-declarations. They are not bankrupt. They are not subject to any criminal offence and all that. So once we receive the applications that they can download the Form C from the board website, then we will process and we will issue the cert to them.
What happens after the window period is over? Will people who don't register with the board be considered illegal?
Yes. If they did not register with the board after 31st of December 2018, so they are considered illegal property manager. So then the Act 242 provides a power to the board and also to the police to go after them. So that's why I really, really hope that, you know, they will come forward and register quickly with the board.
So Tuan Haji Nordin, with this new development, property managers will be considered professionals just like architects, and is that what it means?
Yes, of course, because they are doing a professional duty because they are registered under the Board of Valuers. But what I want to carry on what has been said by Haji Shah. Now we are being in the new Malaysian, what we call Malaysia Baru. So I like to call upon all these people who are still in this window period, don't behave like the Malaysia, the old Malaysia wait and see attitude. They have to come forward and really come to register during this window period. So I call all property managers who are doing property management right now, come and use this window period to become a registered property manager.
It's time for attitudes to change.
Yes.
So now there is some regulation in the property management industry. Can you just take us through how this will benefit homeowners and benefit property managers in general?
Okay, the Board of Valuers now has issued the property management standards. So we have so-called the first, I would say, countries that produce the property management standards. First in the world, I would say. So these property management standards are a minimum standards that all the registered property manager will have to adhere and follow. If they do not follow the property management standards, rules and regulations, then they can be subject to disciplinary actions. So the public can forward any complaints to the board if they discover that this property manager do not follow the standards set by the board. So why these standards are important? Because these standards will basically ensure that the property manager not only professional in their duty and discharge their fiduciary duties, but also hold a high degree of integrity because it involves public money. So you have to be accountable for what you have done. So the board stressed that the ethical issues and the professionalism is the two important elements. So that is the reason why the board issue, a circular from time to time, issue the rules and standards for them to follow and compulsory them to attend the continuous professional developments during their career. So they will have to take at least 10 CPD hours before they can get the license renewed every year.
As a property owner, how will this new development benefit us monetarily?
Well, you must understand, if your property is well managed, then it will attract demand. People love to buy the property that are well maintained.
Yep.
So how to ensure that the building is well maintained? So you need to have someone to protect your buildings, to ensure that you follow laws. You ensure that all the requirements are adhered and complied with. So the property manager has a big role to play. If you give to someone who have tacit knowledge, to perform the duty, this is basically will help you to increase the value of your assets and your property.
And so finally, Tuan Haji Nordin, if someone is thinking about this as a career, being a property manager, what can you tell us about what happens in the background? Because from what I gather, you only have to manage when something goes wrong, right?
No, actually, a property manager should look into as a profession because it can be a career for your life.
Right.
When you ask whether as a property manager, whether you got future or not, I think Malaysia is developing. There are so many buildings around, and actually now the terms of development from landed now become strata. So I think property managers have a future in this country.
Just to add some points that in Malaysia, apart from a strata development, which is residential or commercial strata, that demand the property manager's role to play. So in Malaysia, there are also a trust, a property trust called a real estate investment trust. So these REITs, where the property manager plays a vital role there. The Security Commission has made it mandatory for REITs to hire the registered property manager to look after the buildings. So it's a good career. And being a registered property manager, you are not only basically manage the strata properties, but also a landed properties and landed strata. So given to that, so I think the future prospect for this property manager is very, very bright.
That was Keith Kam speaking with Nordin Daharum and Isha Ismail from the Board of Valuers, Appraisers, Estate Agents and Property Managers. It's a lot easier to just use their acronym, BOVIEP. If you missed any part of that conversation, you can download the podcast from our BFM app, which you can get from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Melissa Idris, and you've been listening to The Property Show in the Morning Run on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.